Voice is kind of another word for who I am or what I am. And I feel sometimes it's difficult to share your voice or even to feel comfortable in your own voice.
Because we're born with a voice. Like people talk about babies having personalities when they come onto this planet. Like a voice exists and we walk into it or we inhabit it.
But maybe a voice is also something that is heard, even if it's only heard by the person or thing making it.
And I think it changes the way you receive things and, of course, the way you say things.
And maybe we can shape it and wrestle with it.
The way you say it, like the subtleties, is that a word? The subtleties of the voice.
In the same way that we do our identities. But there are also these bounds around it.
If you feel free to express what is happening, and you have a voice, if you have that ability to express, you can express it in any by any means.
Danger. When were you able to fully express yourself?
Collateral.
Come express yourself.
Slogan.
Gender.
Framework.
Who is allowed to have a voice?
I suppose if we're asking the question, who is allowed to have a voice, then we're assuming that there is a power structure involved or something to prevent or enforce or govern voices.
Authority decides who is allowed to have a voice. Political authority, social authority, religious authority, or quote unquote the wisdom of the group.
It seems to always be a battle of
some collection of people decides who has a voice.
People who want their voices to be heard, and wondering if others will listen.
You know, I mean, this country is very good at ignoring people who are inconvenient.
Yeah, what's happening around you? I think there's a direct relationship in so many cases between identity and voice. If you're a minority and if you live in a society that in an environment that has some sort of a problem, has some sort of an issue with your identity, then, you know, you don't have that much of a voice.
Now that I mentioned listening, having a voice is only half of the story.
If you are allowed to speak, then you are allowed to be heard. But everyone has a voice, even when it's not heard.
Last night, I was silenced by a male colleague.
There were certain things that I, as an individual, and then, you know, as a woman,
I dismissing trope. What I said.
And also, as an artist, I was allowed to do, and there were certain things that I was not allowed to do.
If I was in a Hasidic community, as a woman, as a brown lesbian woman,
authority decides who is allowed to have a voice.
All these different kinds of do and do nots.
I wouldn't have a voice.
And I did not have the energy or inclination to fight back.
If whether or not that person recognized me as someone that can speak.
They obviously heard me enough to respond dismissively. Both of us are usually completely dismissed. Instead of having a discussion, when someone doesn't agree with us, they just dismiss us.